Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of the Flawed Podcast. I am Shia, of course, I'm your host, and I'm just going to speak briefly this week about identity theft, and I know I talked about it in the past, but I'm going to reiterate again why it's so important for you to protect your identity for taxes, for personal, you know, whatever the case may be, because of course somebody is basically right now buying your data off the black web or sharing your data online, because we have so many apps and so many services that we subscribe to. Some of y'all don't read the policies or privacy or data procedures that they have in all of those lovely pages of information when you click accept. So with that being said, there's a couple of more data breaches that have just been released. AT&T, I know that was one. Verizon was another. If you had, like, you know, for the workers, if you had the Hartford, I know that was one. And so many others. When I say the list goes on, the list goes on. So I'm going to be honest with you. Your data is at risk no matter what you do. But, you know, you kind of try to limit that sharing and you also try to protect yourself. So what I want you to do is go to irs.gov website. And of course, irs.gov is my best friend, and it should be your best friend too when it comes to taxes, because this is the way to protect somebody to not file your tax return before you file it or whatever the case may be. From a stranger, from a family member, from a foe, from a friend. Because, of course, you know, your information can wind up in anybody's hand. Who knows who hand it might wind up in. But you always want to protect your finances, because your finances go a long way dealing with your lifestyle. Because somebody can get your identity. They can take out credit cards. They can open up businesses. They can get cars. They can get houses. Whatever the case may be. So you always want to protect yourself, and they can file your tax return and you didn't even get a dime. They can create fake W-2s, 1099s, whatever the case may be, and file a tax return in your name, and you don't know a damn thing about it until you start filing your tax return. So let's go back to it. IRS.gov. Once you go to that site, and on your right hand side, you should see a search option. I want you to click in that search option. And I want you to type in the form 14039. It is the identity theft affidavit. If you're on your cell phone, it should be your second option. If you're on your computer, of course, it's going to bring that right up. It should be either your second or third if you're on your regular computer. Now, it's going to jump you right to this form. This is the form that you would need to fill out if you feel like your identity has been stolen, data has been breached, whatever the case may be. If you get a notice from, you know, your financial institution, hey, your data has been breached, we want you to sign up with such and such, security freeze, blah, blah, blah. This is something that you need to fill out for your tax return. Also, you can put your dependents' information on there too as well, because, of course, when you file your taxes, your dependent information is on there. So you need to protect your identity as well as your dependent's identity. So on this form, it's simple. Basically, it's going to tell you how to go through and fill it out. But I'm going to tell you as well, you can fill it out yourself, or somebody can actually act on your behalf and fill it out for you. If you're a minor, of course, get a parent to fill it out. And, you know, if you have a POA, of course, a power of attorney, you can get them to fill it out once you file your tax return. But it has to be submitted with the tax return via paper, not electronic. Because there are some different steps that you need. Because with that, you have an IP pin. An IP pin is just an extra layer of security for you to file your tax return. You cannot file your tax return without that IP pin that's provided for you after you fill out the form 14039. So that's what the IP pin is. Now you go through
this entire form, fill it out. Either mail it in or fax it in. Those are your two options. And I suggest either, I say do it online. But for those who like the paper version, you know, fax it back in. iFax is a, you know, online, you know, place where you can actually scan your document in and, you know, virtually fax it. It's safe and secure. I do use it a lot before I actually started submitting, you know, my regular faxes and getting a fax machine. But yes, those are good options. So yes, please fill out that form 14039. Next thing that you do, you need to actually get your identity protected. So I want you to go to your Google search. Of course, type in identity fraud. Now, programs that deal with, you know, identity fraud, of course, to see if your identity is sort of LifeLock. LifeLock is actually a good one, and they are reasonable price because, of course, they monitor your identity for you, especially trace social security number, and it alerts you when somebody is trying to use your identity, or let's just say if somebody, you know, ran your credit probably for an inquiry, it'll hit it right then and there because it'll block it. If you have any credit freezes on it with Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion, of course, it'll block it and let you know, hey, you know, your credit has been, you know, researched by such and such company. What's the issue? Because the show will alert you. When I say it will alert you, it will alert you. It drives me crazy, but it's a good thing to have. Now, identitytheft.gov is your next best friend that you will have, especially if you have been a victim of identity theft. Go to identitytheft.gov. This right here is a guide that's going to go through the whole process of what to do when your identity has been stolen. So I would say, you know, bookmark those. Make sure you go through and do those. So IRS.gov and identitytheft.gov are your two best friends. It's when you get started to report and recover from identity theft. So yeah, I really didn't have too much to talk about, but that identity theft, I want to make sure y'all are protected. I want to make sure, you know what options that you do have out here if your identity was stolen. It is a long process to go through. Trust me, I went through it myself. I do have, you know, my identity PIN from the IRS, and I also have my credit frozen, and I also have some identity theft insurance on me. You know, just in case your identity is stolen, you know, you do have somebody that's able to go to court for you. You know, it's going to be covered because, of course, that's your insurance. It covers that. And I want people to be better prepared for what could possibly happen or what is happening, because we have a lot of data breaches that's going on. And it's not getting no better. They're just stealing our data out here, just to be honest with you. And it's going to continue to get sold. So why not protect yourself? And, yeah. That's what I had to say for the time being. I know I said I was going to hook up the, you know, equipment for the podcast. I haven't got around to doing it yet. So, you know, that's me being a little bit lazy. Because, of course, I've been sick off and on. You know, that was a story for last time. So if you were following my podcast, you know why I was sick or why I have been sick. But, yeah, next time I, you know, come on here, I'll go ahead and set that equipment up. And, you know, we'll have some things that we could talk about. And, you know, just let me know what you want me to talk about. I know I deal with all things taxes and all things life. So it's a little bit of variety. And it's not going to be something that's going to bore your head off. Now, if you do have any questions with, you know, the process on taxes, and or identity theft, because I went through pretty much everything, you can, you know, reach out to me. You know, you can reach me through here, of course. I should have the link down there with my email address and or my company website. Any questions that you have, I won't mind answering them for you. But other than that, you know, that was about it for me. I just want you to protect yourself and your children's legacy, because, hey, that's all that matters right now, protecting your and your children's legacy. But I hope everybody enjoy the rest of this weekend and have a lovely work week. I'll come back to you probably in about another 2 weeks or so. You know, I'll probably have something to talk about. I know it's going to be something dealing around taxes, because, of course, it's almost the end of tax season and everybody's filing extensions now, and it's driving me nuts because you should have it done ahead of time. For people that did not get their tax return done, please get your tax return done. Like, the deadline is, like, right now. Like right now. And if you don't get your taxes done, please get that extension filed and have your payment ready if you owe the IRS. But anyway, I will talk to you guys later, and y'all enjoy the rest of your morning.